Welcome to the Course Creators Circle podcast, where we talk all things course creation with your host, ideas strategist, and Thinkific approved expert, Linda Reed Enever. The Course Creators Circle podcast is home to Linda's top tips, along with interviews with experts and course creators just like you. Get ready for practical tips you can implement in your course creation journey with your host, Linda Reed Enever.
Welcome back to the Course Creators Circle podcast. Now, in this Course Creators Circle podcast episode, I want to dive into a topic that I think is really important for us as course creators and also important for our students along the way. And that is setting clear expectations and understanding about what that course is going to offer our person along the way. Now, there are some people that will be absolute novices and beginners in their journey, and they need a beginner's course. There'll be some people that are intermediate and advanced, and they'll need advanced courses. There'll be courses in your offering that you'll offer in a number of different ways. And, you know, for example, we do offer self-based courses. We offer courses as part of a membership that then gets support and Q&A sessions and have Facebook communities. And then we offer live cohort-based sessions as well. And each one of those course offerings, the way that they offered, have different expectations. You know, your self-paced course is here you go, here's the content, navigate your way through it, enjoy the content that you have. Members get support. They get to ask questions about their courses. They get to dive into those things a little bit further, into how-tos along the way. And that helps our students have a really clear expectation about what's going to be inside that course and what level of support that they want to get. And you can also then include the upsell of the additional support in membership as part of your nurture sequences. And then obviously the live cohorts, they're getting a poke, they're getting a prod me along the way, and we're really delving into the nuts and bolts of whatever they're wanting to learn with me in a live cohort basis. So that's a bit of a difference to what we do in our membership. Still following the structure, but we're going to dive in and you can ask questions and really get into it over a set period of time. And you know, that's the expectation. There's a set period of time in cohorts. When we set expectations, we establish trust and credibility with our people. We talk about what's going to be happening and we've got trust, and there's some benefits to establishing clear expectations. One, it establishes trust and credibility, and that therefore means that the student comes empowered, they know what they're going to learn, and they feel like they've got a positive environment. It improves the engagement about how much work they have to put in. They know what work they have to put in, they know what's expected of them, and they're more likely to participate actively and invest within their learning. It enhances the learning outcomes because by the end of the course, they know what they're likely to achieve. If we've got our expectations clear and we're covering what the course covers really well on our landing pages, we shouldn't have buyer confusion and we shouldn't have anxiety along the way. Our people should be going, yep, cool. I feel like I know what this is going to be. It encourages responsibility and accountability along the way, and it helps you adapt to those different diverse learning styles. So how do we as course creators set clear expectations on our course landing page about what this course is going to be about? There are a couple of things that I like to include on that landing page. The first one is a video from you that establishes that trust, that credibility, that know, like, and trust factor that's going to clearly state to people, this is what the course is about. Inside, we're going to dive into XYZ topic. By the end of this course, you will learn. I'm here to help you along the way if you are there to help them. Whatever it is you want them to take away from that course or you're giving in that course, you've put into that clear expectation of that video. That video is your first connection point. It's the know, like, and trust. It also tells them how you work as a presenter, and that's created a clear expectation of who's going to be presenting the information and the knowledge to them along the way. The next thing we can do is we can use our curriculum modules in building out our course. Now, if you're building on Thinkific, it's great because if you name your modules well and then you name your lessons well with good search terms, and we've got a podcast episode on that, I'll get linked up for us to be able to delve in a little bit further on, then people get a clear expectation. So, you know, normally I start with a getting started and that has the welcome videos, and then we'll cover topic one and we'll break down what topic one is going to be into smaller lessons. We're providing mini wins along the way. We're getting them to reinforce that knowledge. And then they've got a clear expectation of what the path is because the curriculum is really well laid out. I like to also include a checklist on my landing page that says by the end of this course, you're going to know XYZ. FAQs are a great way of answering frequently asked questions that you might have. We don't need war and peace in FAQs, but maybe 5 to 10 FAQs that they might ask along the way. And then reviews and testimonials. They establish trust and they allow other people to have a transfer of trust and a clear expectation that, you know, people have actually learned stuff from your course along the way. So as course creators, when we're putting out our course planning sheets, we really want to cover, and this is a key statement, No, my course helps solve XYZ problem. By the end of the course, you will know how to do, and you highlight 3 to 5 key learning areas that they're going to run through. You include that in all your landing page copy. You include that in your promo videos. You include it in the social posts that you're putting out there, and you set the expectation about the problem is this, and I'm going to help you solve it. And by the end of the course, you'll know how to do it because of XYZ. So by doing that, we set clear expectations. The other thing is then we need to just make sure that if we're doing live training, we cover what times the live training is going to be. If we're doing supporter-based training and memberships, letting them know there's a Facebook group they can get involved with or a community they can get involved with along the way. Be clear about what the course does include and what it doesn't include. And if you are going to upsell to memberships or options from there, include those options on the landing page to begin with so that people know there is another way to learn this with you. So I hope that's helped you about setting clear expectations within your course creation journey, not only for you, but for the student. What's the learning path? How are they going to learn it? Well, how are you going to support them along the way? And then what's the outcome they should have by the end of that course?
Thank you for listening to the Course Creators Circle podcast. Don't forget to check out the full range of resources available for course creators at www.thecoursecreatorscircle.com.au.